This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A political and personal drama is unfolding in Spokane, Washington. Mayor Jim West, a veteran Republican political leader, is facing a recall election tomorrow over allegations he misused his office to entice young men into sexual relationships. The mayor denies this. The scandal followed an expose by the local paper, the Spokesman Review, which also reported claims that West molested young boys decades ago when he was a sheriff's deputy and a Boy Scout leader. David Postman is a chief political reporter for the Seattle Times. He recently spent a week in Spokane writing about the mayor, the local paper, and how the scandal has hit a city already wrestling with its own image. He filed this report for us.
I've reported on Jim West for the 13 years I've been covering politics in Washington. He was a backbencher in the legislature when I was new on the beat. And as sometimes happens in this business, our careers have tracked together, and I chronicled his rise as one of the state's most powerful Republicans. I've also covered his stumbles along the way. But this scandal is of a different realm of anything West has faced before. It clearly consumes him. In his city hall office, the mayor surrounds himself with the detritus of his scandal. He sits at the head of a long table in his conference room. Piled before him are transcripts of the online chats with young men that have him in so much trouble now, and a recording of the interview the Spokesman Review's investigative reporter did with West the night before the big story broke last spring. He plays the tape of that interview for me.
They didn't occur in the city hall office. Did they occur with the use of a city computer?
He wants to point out discrepancies between the printed transcript and the recorded version. He's investigating his investigators.
First of all, this was conducted as if it was a police interrogation, just like on Law and Order. Yeah, Jim this, Jim that. Blah, 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 blah.
If you visited that website, you've done it on your own time, in your own home.
He makes much of the fact that the paper hired a computer expert to pose as a teenage boy to catch him in his secret online life. He says it was entrapment.
I mean, you know, he basically led me, enticed me. I mean, you know, laid the bait out there, and I was stupid enough to take it. But it was after a great deal of pleading on his part.
While West maintains a confident public persona, hours of interviews throughout the week showed me how shaken he is by the publication of his secrets.
Even though I was doing this stuff online, you know, and this is weird. This is incredibly weird for me. Is, you know, this is an imaginary person.
Here he points to the pile of chat transcripts and then toward himself.
And this is a real person, and there are places, points in time where they cross over a little bit. But, you know, few and far between. And you know, bi, gay, whatever, asexual, frankly.
West's public stance has been to say he's entitled to a private life and that he's done a good job as mayor. And at least some people in Spokane still agree. In the waiting area outside the mayor's office is a copy of Spokane Living magazine. It's October's annual Best Of issue, published in the heat of the recall. A post-it note is on the page for the best public official, and the entry is highlighted in yellow, so visitors can't miss that Spokane's best public official is the mayor. The entry reads, "Reprehensible actions aside, the guy can lead, and readers still seem to respect him for all the good he's done for the city." That's only acceptable, perhaps, in a city with low expectations for its public servants. This is a conservative town in politics and style, and the establishment was slow to act after Spokane learned West had a secret life. The recall petition was sponsored and organized by a political neophyte, while the powers that historically have run Spokane stood on the sidelines.
How can there be such sort of a malaise?
That's Rebecca Mack on The Mark Furman Show, the Spokane talk radio show she produces and co-hosts with Furman, the former L.A. cop made infamous in the O.J. Simpson trial. She's asking a question you hear from a lot of people in Spokane. It's a city with a chronic inferiority complex so deep it's become an icon. That comes from always struggling as the second or third city in Washington. And despite locals' eagerness to tell visitors they're the biggest thing between Seattle and Minneapolis, that doesn't mean what it did 100 years ago, the last time Spokane boomed. Civic self-doubt could be Spokane's space needle. On the air, Mack and Furman tried to figure out why Spokane was so slow to react to West's troubles.
And how much has to do with the character of the community, and how much has to do with the character of the man we're talking
about? We have a town that has no collective spine. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe they can get anything done. They don't believe they have any power. And then you have somebody that is so arrogant and thinks he has so much power. Bad combo. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
The newspaper investigation of West has been led by an editor named Steve Smith, merely 3 years at the helm of the Spokesman Review. What he may lack in history is made up for with an abundance of confidence and a fair dose of the old-fashioned crusading editor in him. He wears a fedora and a trench coat, and in his office he keeps an antique typewriter solely for writing attaboy notes to his staff. Talking over dinner at a local restaurant, Smith says that in the past, the paper's editors didn't always do enough when they heard allegations of child sex abuse in Spokane, particularly among the ranks of the city's powerful institutions.
I think when the newspaper failed to actively pursue some of these stories, the result is we put children in danger because you allow situations to continue. These problems come back to haunt the whole community.
This time, the coverage has been hard-hitting and relentless. The Spokesman Review is approaching 150 stories on West since the May expose. Smith said West could have avoided the pummeling by resigning.
Nevertheless, you've got to ask yourself periodically, how do I feel about this? You know, how do I feel about this? And there are days I don't feel really great about it. Proud of our journalism, but I just feel like this guy is standing up there and allowing us to whack away at him. And we're grinding him into dust. That's the way it goes.
The West scandal has burgeoned as it has taken on bigger meaning in Spokane. What it means about the city, its history, its newspaper, the business community, and whether it will stand as a watershed for a town hungry for better times. West tries to downplay any connection between his problems and the character of the city.
I made a mistake. It was wrong. I'm sorry for it. Not doing it anymore. Let's move on and get back to running the city.
But in his office, surrounded by his growing pile of documents about the case and what seemed almost like an obsessive need to talk about it, it's clear he, too, has infused his troubles with deeper meaning. It may be what's keeping him alive. The mayor has cancer that he's been unable to control with four surgeries and rounds of chemotherapy. He gestures to the paper pile at the head of his conference table.
All this stuff is part of the energy that keeps me going.
Really?
It gives me strength. I'm a fighter, David.
Polls show voters overwhelmingly ready to toss West from office when they vote on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm David Postman.